Stacey Norman.
East Coast Radio.
And because it is a Tuesday, it's time for this one.
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
All right. Andy James, I'm putting your microphone on for this one. As a mummy, I feel like you'll have some insight. Okay. Story goes as follows. Hi, Stacey.
Hey.
My husband and I have been married for 4 years. I am 8 months pregnant with our first child. Congratulations and celebrations. I've told him that I don't want him in the delivery room when I give birth because I think it would just make me uncomfortable. He doesn't understand and says I'm denying him a big moment in our lives. I have tried to compromise and say that I'll let my mother or his mother in to take video, but he is refusing. Am I the douche for not allowing my husband into the delivery ward for our baby because I would not feel comfortable with him there? This comes from Prishni.
Hey, Prishni girl. Yo, like half the time you won't even care who's in the room.
But that's
labor
the thing.
Comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
I mean,
care.
There's pain. There are epidurals. If you're doing a natural birth,
if you're doing a natural birth, you probably won't care who's in the room. You won't even care if he's there. He sees. He doesn't see. You don't care. You're in so much pain.
But can you empathize with Prishni though?
I totally get it, Prishni. I wouldn't want my.
But was your husband not? Wasn't he?
No, he was sleeping on the bench somewhere.
You didn't go call him.
No, I didn't have time to call him.
C'est clair?
Guys, this is wrong. Prishni can't do this. Like, as a father, you want to be there, especially because it's their first baby. I mean, they've been married for 4 years, so they've probably been looking forward to this moment. She should just let him in. Like, why is she all of a sudden uncomfortable now? She wasn't uncomfortable when they were making the baby.
Well, you know what? What I am going to say, though, is that I once watched an episode of Graham Norton and Robbie Williams was on. I love Robbie Williams, right? Because he's incredibly funny.
Yeah.
And he said he was in the delivery room when his first child was born and it was a traumatizing experience and the audience laughed and he was like, let me finish, though. It's like watching your favorite pub burn down. And I was like, that's so hectic. That's so hectic. So listen, I am not a mother. I haven't been through this, but I would imagine that, I mean, if the two of you were there when the baby was conceived, then you should be there to see the baby into the world. I don't think that that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
But I also understand that maybe that's not your vibe and everyone is entitled to their own situation.
Look,
so now
also, it's her body, so.
Exactly. It is. It is her body. It is her decision.
And it's her pain.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, I don't know about these things. I'm just claiming ignorance.
Girl, Prishni.
Oh. But now is the time. Is Prishni a douche for not wanting her husband of 4 years in the delivery room when she gives birth to their first baby? On 061-792-9495, is she or is she not? Hey, drama continues. Hashtag favorite pub, burning down.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
The time has come not to lip sync for your life. To do this.
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
All right, let me catch you up. Prishni has been married for 4 years. She is currently 8 months pregnant, does not want her husband in the delivery room. He is very upset. She's going to look, my mom could be there, your mom can be there, but not you. Now she wants to know, like, is she a douche? Yes or no? Aisha, welcome to the show. How are you?
Excellent, thanks, Stacey. Yourself?
I am good. My friend, do you believe that poor old Prishni here is a douche, or do you feel like she's right, actually?
No, I actually feel she's not, okay, because sometimes, like as I said in my voice notes, as women, you go through feelings, you feel stuff, you are tough, but men can't handle everything that we go through. Mm. So, like, being in a similar situation, where my husband came in by accident into the delivery room.
Yeah.
And he was traumatized for days after that.
Shame.
Men are not safe.
Okay, so men don't necessarily have the literal physical stomach, is what you're saying, Aisha, for that whole situation.
Yes, I think she's feeling sorry for him. She doesn't want that child to be the last child.
Okay. All right. Well, listen again. Me, I know nothing. I have yet to have a child. I've yet to be present at the birth of a child. So I'm going to take your word for it. So you're saying she is not a douche, right?
She's not a douche. I've had two, so trust me, she's not.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my Aisha. Have a beautiful day.
You too, Stacey. Thanks for being on the show. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Let us see what these voice notes have to say. So far, we have one. Nope. No, she ain't.
Hi there, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
I think Prishni is being the douche.
Ooh.
It is a very big moment. And I think that her husband should be by her side, supporting her, loving her, encouraging her. He doesn't have to see exactly what's going on. I had my husband in the delivery room, but I just forbid that he went anywhere below my waist. He wasn't allowed to. I didn't want him to see, and he didn't want to see either. She's being the douche.
Hi guys, I think that it's totally wrong of her to not allow the father to be in there, because as a father, speaking myself, I would want to witness the birth of my child, and especially this being his first child, he has to be there. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like completely unreasonable to me, but weigh in on 061-792-9495. Is Prishni a douche for not wanting her husband of 4 years to witness the birth of their first child? Spicy.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
Let us officially now wrap it up.
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
Again, I just want to say thank you for lending me not only your ears and your time, but your data. Hey, I'll just send 3 minute long voice notes, explanations. I know that costs money. So thank you very much. Poor Prishni over here, who is 8 months pregnant, courted to having this baby, first baby, married for 4 years, doesn't want her husband in the delivery room. He's obviously very pressed. He's upset. But is she a douche, though? Is she?
Hi, I wouldn't call her a douche. I just think maybe, you know, she has her insecurities. However, it would be nice for her husband to be there to share the experience with her, because, you know, this is his child too. As much as it's her body, it is their child. And it would be beautiful if her husband was the one who would, like, you know, hold the baby first instead of some doctor who the baby doesn't even know. But that's just my opinion. I don't think she's a douche, but also she is kind of like a douche. So I'm kind of divided on whether she's a douche or not. But yeah, would be nice if the husband was there.
Yeah, but you see, this is the problem. This feature, hey, this one.
Hi, it's Tracy. Check this out here. I'm a father of 3 boys. Well, I don't think she's a douche. Hey, some men don't have it in them. You can be the strongest man, but if you go through that, it's going to change you in a different way, because when I saw my wife giving birth to my son, and after the afterbirth came out and stuff like that, I went away absolutely pale and pink. I was almost going to faint. If the midwife never take me out, I would have been, I promise you, I would have fainted. So not every man has it, eh?
Yeah.
Hi, East Coast. Hi, Stacey, Andy, Sihle. I think if she feels uncomfortable, I'm assuming she feels uncomfortable with him seeing, like, the parts where the baby's crowning and the baby actually coming out. So maybe he can just be in the delivery room, but at her side. So not where the action is actually taking place, but at her side. So I think that would be, like, a reasonable compromise for the both of them.
And we have one more.
Okay, basically, I think she is a douche. The baby at the end of the day belongs to both of them. It was a mutual agreement. And it's being selfish on her part to deny him the rights to be there. Okay, although she sacrifices more in terms of pain and suffering and her body and so on, but why deny him the right to be there? Baby belongs to him as much as it belongs to her.
Okay, so Andy James, Sikle, we're going to wrap this up quickly. Based on response today, we have an official verdict as to whether or not Prishni is or is not a douche. Are we all ready?
Mm-hmm.
You are the douche.
It's a bit harsh. I think this one is harsh.
Yeah, this one is harsh. But at the same time, I made that little comment earlier about Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
So talking about watching his wife have this baby, and it was this beautiful moment, and then he said it was like watching his favorite pub burn down.
Shame.
So just to wrap it all up with a nice little bow.
If his favorite pub is burning down, she should let him catch the arsonist.
And that is why we do radio.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.